Today from the Ohio Newsroom, a regional fiber shed.
Support comes from the James at Ohio State. Cancer. For some, it's one of life's fiercest foes. But not at the James, where a team of nearly 300 specialists and over 1,500 researchers are working together to create a cancer-free world.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. The push to eat local has been gaining steam for the past few decades, encouraging people to source what's on their dinner plate from nearby farms and food producers. In Appalachia, one woman is hoping to do the same with clothes by building a regional textile economy. Ohio Newsroom member station WOUB's Amanda Pirani reports on the Southeast Ohio Fiber Shed.
Sweat drips down Gavin Schumart's forehead as he leans over a Hampshire Down sheep at the Hocking Hills Garment Center in Athens County. He does his best to keep the animal calm, despite the razor moving around its body.
Sheep shearing's the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. I've done concrete work, I've done commercial roofing, and sheep shearing's the hardest thing I've ever done.
Staying busy, though, is easy. Schumart, with altitude shearing in Ashland County, is in high demand as older shearers age out.
One year, I sheared around 13,000.
His company travels not just throughout Ohio, but up and down the eastern part of the country to do their work. Appalachian Ohio fiber artist Lisa Hines says the company was a rare find. Shearing is a traveling profession, but most shearers in the state won't make their way to Southeast Ohio because farms are smaller and more spread out here.
Those established shearers from the north don't generally come down here.
It's one of many puzzles Hines hopes to solve in her quest to make clothes local again. She's the founder of the Southeast Ohio Fiber Shed. The organization helps tackle systemic challenges for textile production in the region.
It's supposed to help identify what our resources are, find the gaps, and fill those gaps.
Today, most of the fabric we wear is made of plastic and ends up in landfills after only a few years. But Hines, who sells locally sourced yarn, says there is a demand for something more durable and sustainable. And that demand could be met by businesses here in the region. Hines says supporting that economic development starts with cultivating more sources for local fiber, like wool. Most farms in Ohio raise sheep for meat, and they're throwing away fleece she believes could be worth saving.
There's use for this wool. It's an education piece of how to take care of your field so that the fleece remains good enough to do something with.
Over time, Hines has built relationships with farmers who sell her their fleece. But there's another supply chain problem to grapple with. A shortage of fiber mills that process wool into yarn. Lots of local mills shut down as a result of the pandemic. Now, wait lists can stretch 1 to 2 years. So Hines puts some of her wool to other uses. In her home, a machine the size of a table uses hundreds of needles to compress the fleece into sheets she can use for products like pot scrubbers or boot liners.
And you can see in here, they come up to about here.
In the dream scenario, the fiber shed will one day own its own mill and help farmers grow natural fibers like flax. For now, Hines is focused on making connections. Last weekend, the organization held its first meetup of 2026. Fiber Shed director and fashion designer Cora Waddell attended. She says there's a growing interest in producing clothes locally.
I think it is a movement, and I think people are interested in getting back to the community and back to the roots and really understanding how things work.
Waddell will lead a workshop on the topic this summer at Hocking College. She hopes to inspire future textile makers so that one day the sweater you buy at the store might be made right in Southeast Ohio. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Amanda Pirani.
Support comes from Ohio CASA. Ohio CASA's mission is to ensure children experiencing abuse and neglect have a caring, trained adult in their corner. Information about CASA volunteer work is at ohiocasa.org.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.